There's been a change in plans. We are now at Peter's Hall instead of the Arch. The door of Peter's seems to be open. We are going inside. The torches are being extinguished. This is a real change. I am now in Peter's Hall. I imagine this is a violation of some sort. It's been my experience that generally everything I do on this campus is a violation of some rule. Apparently it was decided that this is a better place for the meeting. Is that true, Tom Wellman?
It was decided beforehand that we would use Peter's.
We would use Peter's. Are we going to use King tonight for the vigil?
I don't believe so unless we have an overflow crowd. We had students planted inside the building who gave us access to it.
Then it was not entered by an illegal key.
It was not breaking and entering in any sense of the word.
Thank you very much. Apparently this is the place of the sleep-in.
Accepted the Constitution a year ago. Since we accepted the Constitution a year ago, we've been turned down on a whole variety of issues, from sectional autonomy to housing to drugs, everything. Now,
this is Paul Osterman.
Hey, don't do that. Now, we're here to discuss and demonstrate to the faculty and to the administration that we want to make the Constitution work, that we want to make our own social rules. This is why the demonstration was called. Now, Bernie Mayer is going to talk about housing and the problems there, and Ted Morgan is going to talk about section autonomy. After that, we have to talk about where we're going to spend the night. Come on! Thinks we're in King right now. We have a choice then of King, of Peters, or of Wilder. Now, come on. Before we talk about that, Ted is going to talk about sectional autonomy.